You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, February the 26th. I'm Andy Holding. Going to be taking a look at a 7-race card for you this afternoon at Nace. Of course, the highlights of which come up in the shape of the 350 and 420 respectively, where we've got Grade 2 hurdle action and Grade 3 chase action for you there today. Some decent handicaps either side of that and a few nil pointers for the future with some useful novices running here this afternoon. The ground is going to be on the testing side. It's soft to heavy at time of recording. The first race comes up at 2:20, which is a 2-mile maiden hurdle. The likely favourite here is Columbus from the Willie Mullins stable. Now, this horse has run to a very decent standard so far in his career. Unfortunately, he tipped up on his hurdling debut at Cork when he was going well in that race, eventually won by Dr. Mikey. But a second behind Bacardi's at Leopardstown at the Christmas meeting certainly suggests that this horse is capable of running to a very big level. Of course, Bacardi's stable companion went on to win the Deloitte the other day at the same venue. He was a little bit disappointing the other day at Punchestown when he was sent off a favourite, and he was ridden a little bit more prominently that day, but unfortunately a bad mistake, two out, gave the advantage to Normead's Gunnery Sergeant, an advantage that he didn't relinquish in the closing stages. If Columbus can just tidy up his jumping, that is clearly the one to beat here on all known form. If there is to be an each-way alternative, that may come in the shape of Giant Spirit from the Sandra Hughes stable. Now, Sandra's had a little bit of a quiet season, but there are one or two signs in the last week or two that she's beginning to come out the doldrums with a few nice winners here, then everywhere. And this horse chased home one of Willie Mullins' stars in the making at Garran last time, a horse called Bomb Papa, who's got a huge amount of talent. And albeit he was slightly flattered to finish within 4.5 lengths of that particular horse, it's still a decent performance from a horse who'd been off the track since the thick end of June. Likely to be at home under today's conditions. He's gone really well on testing ground twice before. I think Giant Spirit is the each way angle in on race number one.
Race two.
On to the second race then, which is a 2-mile handicap. Plenty of horses coming here in good form, none more so than A Dream Is Still Alive from the Henry de Bromhead stable. He's managed to complete a quick double at Tremore and Garran. And given that the ceiling of his ability has probably not been breached, he's got every chance of completing the hat-trick. Lil Shane, I'm pretty sure that he'll go well. He's run here well before. And he also ran a good race behind Master Memphis at Navan last week. But the one I'm quite keen on here is Gordon Elliott's Sanibel Island, who, albeit he got beat a long way by Yaya Fizz, he actually ran to a decent speed figure in being beaten 30 lengths. Now, you compare his circuit time to Dilro, who won the 2-mile handicap 2 hours later on the same card. Amazingly, there's a 30-length difference between Sanibel Island circuit time and Dilro, so I'm pretty sure that he'll beat Robert Hennessy's charge. It's just whether, of course, he's good enough to cope with one or two horses sneaking down the foot of the weights who could be on the improve. But Sanibel Island was certainly indeed that day against Edward Delaney's Yaya Fizz, who's probably one of the most improved 2-mile handicappers in Ireland, and he goes a really searching gallop. So it wasn't a bad run by this Son of Scorpion. Prior to that, he'd been running consistently well in some decent novice hurdles over in Ireland. So there's every chance here, returning to the scene of that good performance last time out, that Sanibel Island will easily outrun his odds.
Race number three.
On to the Woodlands 100 Club Novices Handicap Chase. Now, this race is always steeped in tradition with some nice young staying chasing talent for the future set to lock horns in this 2.5-miler. The one that I quite like here is Catalonian Fields from the Maurice Stover. Now, Maurice always has a nice stamp of horse. And this son of fair mix is no different to the kind of animal that he's had in his yard in the last season or two. He managed to get off the market the third time of asking over fences at Tremor. Two starts back when he beat Manila Scamp in pretty decisive fashion. And albeit he got beat last time out by Laid Back Luke, that horse went into the race off the back of a good run, and it was a decent performance by both he and the front pair to pull well clear of a horse called Girly Girl, who has been unlucky on her two chased starts subsequently. I think that form's quite good. The speed figures of Catalonian feel suggest that he's got a decent cruising speed. We know he jumps well, and because he's only got a very light weight here of 10 stone 3, I see no reason why Catalonian Fields won't be competitive in what looks a viciously competitive handicap.
Race 4.
On to the 350 then, which is the big race of the day. It's the Paddy Power Online Novices Hurdle, a Grade 2 contest. And all eyes here will be on Any Second Now, and quite rightly too as well. He was hugely impressive when he beat a good field in a fast time at Navan on debut. And even though he's a 66-1 shot, the time figure that he produced that day suggested it was no fluke whatsoever. And he went on to prove that to be very much the case by winning the Grade 2 Moscow Flyer at Punchestown on his next start, lowering the colours of Crackmome, who Connections thought was an absolute certainty that day. He went off a 4-11 poke. But the way that Ted Walsh's charge disposed of him in the closing stages, make no mistake, this horse is very much on a massive upward curve. Indeed, I actually thought that they might have a little bit of a go at the Cheltenham Festival, given that the Supreme Novices looks wide open this season. But they do see this Son of Oscar as a long-term project, and patience could well be the order of the day with this horse further down the line. They don't want to burst his bubble too early and give him too many hard races. So they're going steady with him in the early fledgling part of his career, and I think that can be repaid further down the line. The danger looks to be Joey Sasser, who probably would have finished a little bit closer to Let's Dance the day at Leopardstown, but not for a bad mistake halfway down the back straight. But that form alone definitely gives him a chance of at least putting it up to the favourite. It looks between the two. I see this race as a good opportunity for Any Second Now to continue his progression.
Race 5.
On to the 420 then, and this looks again another wide open handicap chase, but I quite like the top weight here, Claire Cam. He seems to be coming in here in really good heart. He managed to lower the colours of Val de Ferbe two starts ago at Clonmel. Although he got beat the other day by Ballycasey at Garran. Ballycasey really does like that venue, and it took all of Willie Mullins' horse's powers of stamina to wear down Gordon Ellis' charge in the latter stages. I actually thought Claire Cam had got that race in safekeeping quite a bit from home. I think the drop back to 2 miles will definitely suit Claire Cam, although he does stay 2.5. He's got plenty of stamina and a good cruising speed to cope with a drop down in trip. And being as there's bound to be plenty of pace on here with the likes of LSEA Dillon and Just Cameron in the lineup, and indeed Western Sun, it should set it up here for Claire Cam, who will be finishing better than most in the latter stages.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest, and I do think there's quite a nice little handicapped horse here in the shape of Larry Capri. Certainly on the evidence of his last performance at Fairy House, that would definitely back up that view. Yeah, he jumped particularly well, and he got the better of a horse called Paper Lantern, who subsequently gone on to boost the form line with a win next time out. The time figure of that race suggested it was a good one of its kind. So even though this horse has gone up £8, he's got the handy services of this young apprentice, conditional Danny Han, to take 7 off. Now, Danny's been seen to good effect in recent weeks, not only riding this horse to victory, but also a bad Brian hit at Navan last week, so he's definitely got plenty of confidence behind him at the moment, Danny. Hopefully this team will be bang on the money once again this afternoon, as I do think Larry Capri is potentially well-treated here in this 3-mile handicap chase.
And the final race.
On to the final contest, and it looks a pretty weak, fair to say the very least, and we've got a very short price favourite in the shape of Monbeg Worldwide. And because the opposition behind him doesn't look particularly awe-inspiring, it should be a simple case of this horse completing the hat-trick. Now, he was made to struggle a little bit last time out at Cork when he was given the fright of his life by Quick Grab Him. But in the end, he asserted his superiority in the closing stages, and he does look a particularly strong stayer, this son of Locarno. And It wouldn't come as a massive surprise to me if he was to end up in something like the Punchestown Festival towards the back end of the season, such as the regard that this horse is held in at home. So Monbeg Worldwide, it looks an absolute penalty kick in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. And hopefully you'll tune in again on Friday when I'll be taking a look at Dundalk's 8th race programme on Friday evening. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.